A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and all over the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at government's intention to visit the diaspora and facilitate the dualization of citizenship.
Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been demanding that the government respect the constitution and allow them to have dual citizenship. But the government was slow in implementing this constitutional requirement, with some accusing it of denying them dual citizenship because it was afraid they could vote for the opposition MDC party.
The government, however, says Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be assisted in becoming dual citizens starting next month.
This follows an announcement by Portfolio Committee on Foreign Affairs Chairman and Makonde Member of Parliament, Kindness Paradza, that they will start issuing documents to allow dual citizenship to Zimbabweans. Many people hope that dual citizenship will open opportunities for them, including voting in Zimbabwe elections while they are in their country of residence.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
We are also live streaming on our shows right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Yebo zulukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lokubana uhulumende uthi yena usezaqala ukuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zibe lalokhu okuthiwa ngesilungu i-dual citizenship, okutsho ukuthi ziyabe sezizizalwane zeZimbabwe ziphinde njalo zibe yizizalwane zamazwe lapho eziyaba zihlala khona. Siyazi ukubana lolu ludaba oluke lwangani luyakhathaza eminyakeni edluleyo lwasiwa emthethwandaba kaningi-ningi ngabanye ababe yalelwe ukuthi babe le dual citizenship. Kodwa ke hayi, uhulumende uthi lokhu sokuzedlula kusukela ngenyanga ezayo ekaJulayi kuzeza iqula leziphathamandla zikahulumende ezizahamba zipotapota emazweni aphetsheya belungisa ke lona lolo daba. Siyazi njalo ukubana lolo daba luke lwavimba abantu ukuthi bakhulume kakhulu ngodaba lokuvota. Yes, siyazi bathi bona hayi, thina sifuna ukuvota sisemazweni angomakhelwane. Jonga.
Ongu vadiwa watereri nevatariri, nasi muchirongwa tine nyaya inofanira kunge ichifadza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika. Inyaya yagara vanhu vakawanda vachichemera yekuti vange vachibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri, nyika yavagere neZimbabwe yatinoti muchirongo dual citizenship. Vakawanda vanga vachiti sezvo mutemo uchibvumidza izvozvo, sei hurumende isiri kuvapa mukana iwoyo, asi tanzwa kuti paramende yeZimbabwe kuburikidza nekomiti inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika vanenge vachitanga mwedzi uri kuuya iwoyu waJulai kupinda munyika dziri kunze kune vana veZimbabwe, vachisangana nevana veZimbabwe vachivapa mukana wekuti vange vachiwana dual citizenship, muchipiwa mafomu yekuti munge muchifila kana pane zvinodiwa kuti munge muchiita magwaro iwayo kuti munge muchibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri. Vazhinji vanenge vachitarisira kuti kana zvaita izvi wobva wange vaane mukana wokuvhota vari munyika dzavari. Asi handizvo zvega zvinouya nekunge mune dual citizenship. Kune mikana yakawanda, munogona kuvhurawo mabhizimusi, munogonawo kuita zvakawanda zvido zvatei tichizonzwawo kuti zvii zviri kuwanikwa mugapu iroro. tisa pedza nguwa, taita rombora kanaka, tabata sachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika. Vakindness paradza vatori parunhare izvozvo vakamirira kuti munge muchinzwa zvavainazvo nekupindura mubvunzo yamune muinayo mimwe yamaa muchimbotibvunza asingagone kupindura togamuchirai nemufaro vaparadza muchirongwa chedu.
Manheru akanaka kwamuri mese muZimbabwe nemi muri kudiaspora amene kuti Masikati here kuti nguva iko.
Ikuno kwatiri kuWashington Masikati handizivi vari kuAustralia kuti inguva iyi nekune dzimwe nyika uko.
Zvakanakai.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can start nekungoti titaure nechirungu kuti we heard what you promised Zimbabweans in the diaspora starting from July that you will be visiting them and facilitating the dual citizenship documents. Maybe you can explain on that, Honorable Parads.
Thank you very much. What we are doing as Parliament is that we are going to visit a number of capitals and see and talk to our Zimbabweans living in the diaspora and try to hear their grievances and also their submissions as citizens in the way we should do our business as Parliament and as government. What we have arranged so far is that the Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Advocate Jacob Mdenda, is going to lead the delegation to visit London, to visit Brussels, to visit Stockholm, to visit Washington. Primarily to meet our Zimbabweans in the diaspora and also to talk to our counterparts in those parliaments. In the case of the U.S., we are going to meet Congress, their Foreign Relations Committee, and talk to them on a number of issues. And one of those issues is about ZIDERA, the issue of sanctions. Then the Speaker is going to have a meeting with his counterpart, Madam Nancy Pelosi. Equally, he is going to do that in the UK. And in Brussels, we are going to see the Commission. And also, you know, Zimbabwe is under sanctions right now. But that aside, we are going to meet the diaspora, and what they didn't know, most of our diasporans, is that the Constitution allows them to hold dual citizenship in the countries in which they are right now, and also they are Zimbabwean citizens. And what we are taking to them is that we are going to, we have already discussed this with the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kane Ngala, with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Dr. S.B. Moyo, and also Mr. Masanga, who is the Registrar General, to issue our Zimbabweans in the diaspora with the relevant primary documents in the form of birth certificates, death certificates, IDs, passports, and other documentation they may require. This is the long-hanging fruits right now. Right? You can also try to talk about the issue of diaspora vote. Yes, we are going to hear it from them, and we are going to they are going to tell us what they want the government to proceed. However, on the issue of diaspora vote, the current Electoral Act does not allow diaspora vote, and because our voting system is constrained best, it's word best, it's sender best. So we have no constraints in the diaspora. We have no wards in the diaspora. We have no voting centers in the diaspora. However, we are going to have Electoral Act amendments. And when we have these amendments, we are going to discuss, debate about these issues and come up with a proper format on how to proceed. So this is where we are right now. we have set up the debt, and all these capitals that are waiting for us to come, and we should be in the United Kingdom between the 10th and the 13th, and it's going to be very exciting in the United Kingdom during this time. Minister S.B. Moyo is going to be there as well. And not only that, Minister of Environment and Tourism, Honorable Mpumira, Priska Mpumira, is also going to be there at the same time. And she is going to hold roadshows up to Scotland, trying to woo Zimbabweans and others who are not Zimbabweans to come and visit Zimbabwe. So that is a tourism agenda. She's going to do that. And in our case, our agenda is about the diaspora. Our agenda is about re-engagement with those governments I've talked about. So this is what the situation we have right now. And we are expected to be in the U.S. in Washington between the 15th and 16th of July. Then in Brussels, 17th, 18th of July. And in Sweden, 19th and 20th. July. These dates are flexible. We are going to get feedback sometime this week from the Harare-based foreign diplomat where we are going to visit. So this is what we are going to do. Let me also tell the diasporans who are listening as of now. As I told you last week, that we're going around the country trying to solicit citizens' views on the proposed Zimbabwe Investment and Development Agency Bill, ZIDA Bill. This bill, we have as a committee agreed that we should have some incentives for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, so to enable them to come and invest back home. And I must tell you that yesterday, I had a hearing in Parliament from the old ZIA, Zimbabwe Investment Center, chief executive, Zimbabwe Special Economic Zones, and also ZimTrade, and also from the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Manzou. And they are all in agreement that in this bill, we must insert a provision to say Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they must be given incentives. And these incentives must be clear in the bill. So this is what we are doing for our diaspora.
Very interesting, Mr. Paradza, Honorable Paradza. Welcome to the show. It's Chris Gande. Mr. Paradza. Yes, you are talking about, you said the issues over the diaspora vote, which many people in the diaspora are really concerned about. Now, is there a plans to make it possible by establishing those wards and constituencies which are prohibiting the facilitation of the vote?
Well, it's not feasible. Because where they are, it's out of our jurisdiction. So we cannot establish wards in the U.S. We cannot establish wards in the U.K. You see, not even in South Africa, because it's beyond our jurisdiction. So when we are going to discuss, as I said, these law reforms, electoral law reforms, so we don't know how we are going to come up with a proper solution. Possibly, we use our embassies as voting centers. And I don't know how we're going to structure that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking off cuff. Mm-hmm. But as I said, we're going to have electoral reforms. And the president himself, he wants all these reforms. These reforms, I must say it now, they are not being forced on this administration. No. It's actually President Mnangagwa who has said he wants to establish these reforms. He wants to introduce these reforms. These are voluntary, non-conditional. They're unconditional reforms, which he is doing. And he has told me point blank. We have regular meetings with him. So this is very clear. He wants these reforms done, and a number of issues to help move the country forward. That's what he's doing.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Rambanyi Muriparunare. Chris, we have Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Wari Parunare. Also, there is a caller. Maybe Unutanga Watora Wamasuku. There is a caller.
Yes, Mr. Bango, welcome to the show. Just hold on there. We have a caller, like Jonga said. Salam Laleli. Unjan Mlaleli.
Nangkona Unjan
Mamunza. I say appeal. Unhappy Womsa.
Hayi ngizimbawe senkabaze.
Ah okay, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Hayi lokho okwenza yalaye lokhu into esingani siyajabulela kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu abasemazweni labo babe namandla kokonke okwenzakalayo ngapha ekhaya. Ngakuyukuthi yena umnumzana umnankagwa uvumela into efana naleyi ngishayela ihlombe impela. Baningi abantu abasemazweni bakhala bezama ukuthi mhlawumbe singalungiselilise. Ukuhamba kwabo phelayo sontando yabo. Kungaba yinto nje ukuthi abanye babehlanganela ezindizeko zonezo esingabe thina sazesile ukuthi that isile. Kodwa bona bakwanisa ukuthi bayakhona hapo. Bajabula kakhulu banganikeza ithuba labo sebengikhona hala ukuthi bavote batshengisele ukuthi ilizwe labo bayalithanda kakhulu. Ngoba into esikhona lapha sikhala nje ngelizwe leli ngoba abantu asebe namakhanda amakhulu abebalutshwana abalamakhanda amancane baba baningi. Ozowubuza ukuthi siwahlani samakhulu lamancane ilizwe lingani liyafika uma mpela. Wawu kwamanje kulingene.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu. Okay. Jonga, the caller there is applauding the move by government. He says it's a good move because at least it will it shows you know the government is willing to engage
and it's also serious.
Yes, yes,
yes. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango. Welcome to our show, and please go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, for everyone who is listening to Studio 7. Siyaweza amagama ayethulwa ngumlisa laphana, siyawabonga kakhulu lawo magama, ngamagama amahle. Ngithemba ukuthi abakhumbulayo noma abaloku ngizwa ngikhuluma esikhathini esiningi lokutsho ukuthi abantu basediaspora kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bathi basifake into serious consideration. Indlela yokuthi basifake into serious consideration because the diasporans, they play a major role as in 20 years in Zakala, as Zimbabwe. I would say currently, as is in Tozinga Corner, which is out of control of anyone. But you can see diaspora, you are in the Indiva, which is the Bahambe school, Abantaba Kulai, but Tony is Mali from Ama relatives are from diaspora, Ukban, which is Ukang in Miti, Lubatangela is using to Abba Tinga, Mgambi, Abba Pila, Lobuko Katize, Abba need to which by peeling is in Mim China. By any disadvantage, diaspora would be taking in China, Lana Bahambi Zekai. When I see in China, even economically, I think the diaspora is the badlale indima enkulu kakhulu ekuthini nxa bengabe recognize ngendlela abafisa ngakhona iZimbabwe ingaba endaweni enhle kakhulu as far as ukuthuthukisa nxa zonke. Ngingalalela ngezwa laphana umphathi laphana esithi ukuza benzima ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi akula ndawo abala ma-wards noma abala ma-villages ukuthi mhlawumbe bazathi how do you identify someone who is in Manchester noma someone who is in Sheffield or umuntu oseLeeds or oseLondon. Ngibona engathi okokuqala nje lokuyana into eqakathekileyo ngokuthi kule embassy yeZimbabwe la lapha e-England okuyindawo okokuthi kuqala bahle yindawo okuqala ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kukhanyelwe yona leyani i-embassy kuqala ukuthi abantu abaseduzane bengahamba baye casta ama vote abo kusekenzwa embassy. Then from labo ulama dorobo amakhulu afana labo Birmingham afana labo Leeds okuzindawo okwaziwa khona ukuthi kugcwele abantu bakithi abangahamba labo Manchester ungahamba abantu bakithi bayihlanganela khona ngale. So leyana ngibona ngathi it's a matter of ukuthi i-government ikhangele ibone ukuthi abantu abaku diaspora baningi kangakanani njalo ibisisenelise ukuthi bafake into serious consideration ibanikeze amathuba okuthi labo benelise ukukhuluma lokho abakufisayo ngoba bathi your vote is your voice mina ngokwazi kwami. So i-voice yabantu base-diaspora bayayifisa kakhulu ukuthi izwakale ngendlela efanayo layena le yakakhesa ukuthi abantu base-diaspora badlala indima enkulu ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lase-Zimbabwe inloba lesebunzimele obungakanani. So ngibona ngathi lokho abakwenzileyo ukuthi baphume umkhankaso bake babona ukuncedisa abantu base-Zimbabwe abahluphekileyo abangelazo ezinye izincwadi abangelazo ezinye izinto abazidingayo kakhulu abafana ukuthi ngabe bazathola e-Zimbabwe ngibona ngathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu. Akube ngumhlahlandlela okuqalisa lento kodwa njalo akube yinto ukuthi ayipheleli kwalapho iqhubekele phambili njengesifiso sakhe asikhulumile ukuthi baza kwenza konke lokuthi i-diaspora iyenethi ukuvota. So kuyinto esibongayo naleyana kodwa sithi okukhulu sifuna ukubona izenzo kusenzeka izinto zilalezi abaye bazikhuluma kungabi kukuthi kubuya nje ingene kuzalala emahotela kuphela but kungabi lento eqiniso esifuna ukuthi sibone ngoba nxa singakhangela kathesi izinto sezatshintsha izinto eziningi. We now live as ku new era. In new era lesikiyo isifuna abantu bahamba nezandla baqhubekele phambili bayenelise ukwakha izwe labo eZimbabwe. Ezinye izinto nxa sekubuya okunye okungathi kuyehlula kodwa nxa kuye kwafika kwathola abantu eZimbabwe bebambene izandla kungela abanqaphayo besithi hayi thina vele sivunyelwe ukuvota. Kungela abanqaphayo besithi hayi thina vele sivalelwa phandle. Kuba into enzima kakhulu. Ngibonge njalo lokuthi indaba yokuthi abantu base-diaspora bazayenelisa ukuthi baphiwe ithuba lokuthi those who want to come and invest bazayenelisa ukuthi babuye bahambe eZimbabwe banikeze ithuba elihle e-transparent way. Okungela ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi wenze i-business ofuna uqale uyehlangana nomunye umuntu umuva kwesivalo lokhana into ebulalilizwe into engalunganga into esifuna ukuthi sifuna i-total transparency. Ukuhamba phandle kwamanye amazwe you see so many things ozibana ukuthi ilizwe lakithi siyalekha lokho ngoba bathi ukuhamba kuzala induna uhamba ubona lapha lalapha ubona ukuthi ilizwe lakithi nxa singenza lokhu lalokhu this can work for abantu bakithi ukuthi ngithemba njalo ukuthi ngokubuya kwakhe ungathi kuza kuqondala lelanga la esizabe sile bukalaza gathering lapha e-UK ngithemba ukuthi sizabe nendlela ukuthi sikhulumisane labo ababuyayo bayenelise ukuthi bazobakhona kubukalaza gathering ngoba ibukalaza gathering layo ngeyinye into esayenzayo lapha e-diaspora ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi nxa bebuya bezosichazela bachazelele abanye abantu it's not only bakalaza actually aba-invited kuleyo program.
Thank you.
Even noma umuntu ovela ngaphi kuzalo kuhle ukuthi kungathi kuqondele kuhle so into esibongela kakhulu yana siyithatha ihlombe lento eyenzakeleyo.
Ah, okay, thank you so much. Ungabamba ucingo sithatha umlaleli jonga.
Yes, sir. Tine mtereri anzi tina mkoma Wilbert Parunari. Mkoma Wilbert makadi
triperi makadiyo
muri kufona muri kupi?
Manchester UK
Manchester. Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu pindai tinzwa pfungwa dzenyu. Tina honorable kindness Paradza vanoisa chigaro wecommittee inoona nezvekuchidzana dzimwe nyika mudare reparamende varipo parunhare ipapo taura izvinyi.
Thank you. I just want to welcome him and I welcome the move they are making. I've got just 2 points to make. First of all, the issue of diaspora vote. I think we need to be honest with ourselves. This issue has been going on for a long time. And Zimbabwe is one of those countries with a really big population outside Zimbabwe. And therefore, then for other smaller countries to allow their citizens to vote in Zimbabwe, we are struggling. It's most unfortunate. And I think if we are being honest with ourselves, this issue has been going on and should have been sorted out by now. But the other issue I would like to just ask the Honorable Paradza to comment on is this issue of lifting of the sanctions. I think most outsiders, including the EU, the Americans, Commonwealth, have said our elections were not free, fair, and credible. And therefore, then the question then arises whether we are arguing that the sanctions should be lifted, regardless of the fact that the elections were not free, fair, and credible, mm-hmm. or is he saying the elections were free, fair, and credible, and therefore then the sanctions will be, should must be lifted?
Yes,
I think that point needs to be clarified.
We
cannot go on having it both ways. We can't have our cake and eat it too.
Thank you. Regai tinzo tiva chiripo here parunare honorable Paradza.
No, he's this phone dropped.
Hello, anzi nare yao ya dona ya honorable Paradza. Saka we are trying to reconnect with him. We lost him. I think as soon as we get back to, he gets back to the show, we'll pass on these two questions to him. Thank you so much, Mkoma Wilbert.
Thank you.
Yes, listeners and viewers, we are trying to reconnect with Honorable Kindness Paradza. His phone just dropped. I think it's the issue of connectivity in Zimbabwe. But the other issue, yangai chifunzwa ni wanu Chris, kuti dai tabata zvakare Honorable Paradza, ndiye nyaya mitero. Some were asking whether they will be expected to pay taxes. And someone was asking me, if that is the point why the Zimbabwean government is trying or is going to implement this move, yekupa vana Zimbabwe magwaro iwayo, vachiti kuitira kuti vana Zimbabwe vange vachizobhadhara mitero, so that Zimbabwe yowana mari iri kunetsa iyoyi, inokunzi iri kunetsa yekunze, dai takwanisa kubata zvakare Honorable Paradza, vatipindura panyaya iyoyo. Regai tinzwe vateereri vedu pa Studio 7 kuti vari kuti tineva nyora pa Vioishona Facebook. And namukoma Steve Chicks. Zvinotora makore mangani kuchinja mutemo kuti diaspora ivote. Be serious, guys. Ndofunga wanga wachitaura panyaya taurwa na Honorable Paradza yekuti nyaya yemutemo wemutemo wezvesarudzo pari zvino haubvumidze kuti pange pachivhotwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze. Ndofunga ndiri kubvunzwa namukoma Steve Chicks kuti zvinotora nguva yakadii kuti zvinge zvichiitwa izvozvo, hurumende ngaive serious. Then mukoma Donald Mamboma, hanzi ndifonereiwo, tiri kukufonerai mukoma Mamboma. Then tina Nicodemus, hanzi matariro, manhero akanaka. Then mukoma Steve Chicks, hanzi what about dual citizenship issue? Ndofunga wangu asina kunzwa papa achitaurwa navaparadza kuti ndo yavari kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe wangu vachiwana kubva muna July. Vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakupuwa that dual citizenship, asi vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachivhota. Ndozvavati zvinenge zvichizogadziriswa, panotanga pashandurwa mutemo wesarudzo kuti vanhu vazokwanisa kunge vachivhota vari munyika dzavari. Hanzi pane fana kuita maelectoral law reforms. Then mukoma Dennis Gorivoto, hanzi but there are SADC guidelines, why is he saying it's impossible? Inyaya yediaspora vote iri kubvunzwa iyi. That mukoma Carrington Mangwiro, as that sounds good, and all what we are going to do with business laws and business tax incentives, access to finance for small to medium businesses, nofunga wangu adaki some vunzo hapo. Then the mukoma Dennis Goruo towards Zoka, and South Africa is implementing diaspora vote. Honorable, we can learn a lot from them and implement diaspora vote. The government have capacity, but it knows diaspora vote is for opposition, in my opinion. That is in his opinion. Vabva vango jekesa kuti ndo mafungiro avo, ndo vatina vanyora pa Facebook. Yeah, Shona, yeah, you know, Chris.
Yeah, well, Jonga, yeah. Hi, siya temba sizamthola njalo umnumzana Kindness Paradza. Ngoba imbuzo ikanya, hi, imnengi, yevela kubalaleli bethu ikakhulu ngodaba lwe-diaspora vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, umnumzana Tifa Wajapi Bango, ukhona?
Ngikhona, sir.
Ye, sizwile lapha la uzwile umnumzana Paradza ekhuluma ngodaba lwe-diaspora vote. Ye, la uke wafaka nje imbono yakho lapha lalaphaya. Kodwa ke ubona njani udaba lolu, ikakhulu nxa ukhangela ukuthi amanye amazwe afana labo South Africa, uBotswana, uZambia, lamanye njalo bayavota beku-diaspora?
Mina ngibona ingathi ilizwe lakithi indaba zokuthi umthetho utshintshwa nini noma utshintshwa njani yinto ebeloko siloko sicasha ngayo, kuyinto esingafuni ukuthi siphumele egcekeni ngayo. Ngoba umthetho ukutshintsha kwawo nxa bephuma phandle behambisa abantu ezigabeni besiyababuza ukuthi bafuna umthetho sekelo ukuthi ume njani ngitemba ukuthi ama amendments kulento abantu beyiza ukuthi lay is an outcry eyabantu abaningi eclear engadingi ruler ukuthi izimeasure ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi straight into indaba ye diaspora vote into abantu abaningi abakhala ngayo yiyo into eyenza abantu babambelele ezinye izinto bangathi babuyele emuva ngenxa yokuthi awusoze unikeze umuntu ukudla nxa uqeda laphana ubususuthi nxa isithu uyamukela ubusekela ukudla lokana kuwela phansi ubususuthi akadobhe phansi nxa zudobha sekule nhlabathi akusuze ikudla lokana sekuyingcekeza so yinto ebaluhlupho kathesi esiyibonayo so I think it's quite critical ukuthi indaba yediaspora vote should be taken into serious consideration because as far as I'm concerned, abantu bakithi, they've shown ukuthi they really admire and they really love ilizwe labo eZimbabwe. They've shown ngakho konke. It's that undoubtable. There's nothing abantu abaphandi kwelizwe abazondayo ngelizwe lakibo. Abantu beZimbabwe bafubona iZimbabwe indlondlobala iqhubekela phambili. Abantu abaku diaspora basisa kakhulu ukuthi ngabe bahambe ekhaya kulungiswa zonke izinto banikeza ama opportunities. Meantime, ngami ngakakhambi ekhaya besalungisa lokho bakulungisayo bese se diaspora abanikeze amathuba afanayo lalawo mathuba lawo abantu abaseZimbabwe ngoba badlala indima efanayo noma it's even more than indima eyenziwa ngabantu abasekhaya eZimbabwe. Ngibe sengibuya njalo nami bengisathi umnumzana laphana nxa ebuyile ngisezofuna ukuthi ngizwisise ngendaba yemthelo ukuthi indaba yemthelo leyi bafuna ukuthi nxa kuukuthi iyafakwa iyabiza fakwa ngandlela bani ngoba kathesi abantu abaningi abasediaspora bale mizi ekhaya bale zindlu ekhaya abazithelelayo nxa kuukuthi imithelo yamabhilidi ngibona ngathi lokhana sekufanele ukuthi bakhangele ukuthi umuntu lowo uyenza ibhizinisi bani engenza ukuthi abhadale omunye umthelo ongasomthelo womuzi ongasomthelo wendlu yakhe njalo abantu balezimoto bayabhadala imithelo leyana kodwa nxa sekubuya emthelweni ukuthi uyatheksa umuntu ngenxa yomsebenzi you can only tax ungenza umuntu ukuthi abhadale nxa umuntu lwana kuyukuthi umuntu lwana usebenza eZimbabwe kulento ayitholayo from economy ephakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe you cannot tax babugande umuntu ongamaziyo ukuthi usebenza ngaphi noma uyenzani ngoba abanye abantu bakudiaspora mina ngiyahamba around the world I've seen abanye abantu ukuthi bakhona abantu bakudiaspora asebeqede iminyaka bengasebenzi for ama reasons okuthi you cannot just like for instance England you cannot just wake up in the morning ukuhambe emsebenzini you need to have the proper documentation you need to have NIA yakho you need to have so many things and kathesi they check bayenza ama checks before they could even employ you so you cannot just wake up in the morning and say with things in England I'm going to work so ama paper konqa yakaluki you could be in diaspora for about 7 years bakhona abantu bale 7 years balabo 5 years bengela ama paper so you know those are all the things that they have to put into consideration so ukuthetha umuntu ngumuntu omazi ukuthi usebenzana iG for instance nxa nginje mina ngasuka eZimbabwe whilst ngathunywa ngokhulumeni ukuthi ngiyesebenzela like ama diplomats noma ngizosebenzela at the embassy noma ngizosebenzela umsebenzi thize ngize England noma ngise America yimi esengiyabe ngilomlando ukuthi itax yami ngiyibhadala itax yomsebenzi elizweni laseZimbabwe so umbolo ekhonokwala kufanele kube clear kakhulu emthethweni yabo abayifakayo bengafaki bese libhalwa kunye ngamabala amancane ngoba izinto lezi ziqakathekile babugande ngoba nxa sithi abantu beZimbabwe ababe free ngelizwe labo abantu beZimbabwe ababe happy ngokuthi bazoinvesta elizweni lakibo
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. Vamambeu tino gamchira emuchirongwa chedu. Asirega yetungo tanga tatura mutereri. Vamakweni variparu narato vatazo kakune mi vamambeu. Vamakweni pinda ya nyumuchirongwa.
Maskera fimu kuma jonga.
Aywa nda skura rakanaka. Ndino imbo wakuti ima skura rakanaka. Muri kupi?
Sipa South Africa.
South Africa. Aywa nyayiri pondiyo itine urombo kuti Honorable Paradza foni yawo ya kata ndofunga pangwe moto wapera sezvo kuZimbabwe kumagetsa ari kumboenda kwemanguva kwemaawa akawanda pamwe moto wapera asi tiri kumboedza kuti vabata zvakare asi vanga vachitaura nyaya ndofunga mama akateerera
chokwadi nyaya yavota inzwa asi ngavabva vanyatsobuda pachena pane zvese nekuti atikunyanya kuvavimba kuti sei vafunga kudaro gozi nikawanya kutaura zvese zvinodiwa kana pane zvinoda kuzobhadharwa kana kuti vachida kuti tizoterera kunyika mbiri kuno kwatiri kushanda nekuZimbabwe futi ndavagare vatonyatsotaura tigare taziva izvozvo tirege kuzoita senge vati varege kuzoita kunge vativandira ende ichokwadi nhau yekuti vanotaura nezvemasanctions ivo pachavo vari kumbotauriranawo here pavanenge vari kumahofisi avo vari vega pachavo pachizanu kuti zvatiri kuita izvi zvinoita kuti here tinoti vanhu vatibvisire masanctions vagotinzwa bhikozi hapana kana chiri kumbochinja kana vanhu vari kungosungwa zvisina kana musoro vachipomerwa mhosva zvisina kana musoro yaunonyatsoona kuti apa hapana zviripo apa umboi udzvaniriri chete hunenge huchingovepo saka ivo pachavo ngavatanga vatotaurirana vagadzirise fesi wozonoida vachitaura kuti tachinja ichi nechichi nechichi tarinaiwo muone mega vanhu vachiona vega then vane simba rekunotaura kuti masanctions tibvisireiwo iri nhau yekuvhota kwediaspora chinhu chavanonyaya kutya ndechekuti hava dzimwe nguva access yekuti vagone kuzoriga maelection kudiaspora inogona kuvaita senge inovatinesembichana kwete kuti vangataura kuti hanzi hatina mawadzi hatina chii haisiyo nyaya iyoyo haisi point kazi vanongotaurirana kane nyika yacho vanhu koinga vamwe vari kuvhota vemuno musouth africa vakavhotera kunyika dzavango vari how did they make those words saka communication plazi kana vada zvavo hapana kana chinonetsa dei vanga varipo vagona kutaura asi haa kuti vachadzoka handifungi because handifungi ameno
Ramachiwa zama. Gaiti mwara batidaro, maita basa zvikuru vamakoni.
Andinotenda hangu mukoma wangu muswere zvakanaka.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was Mr. Makoni. He is saying that the many people may not trust the government. Why all of a sudden it is going to implement this law or this act. But at the same time, he is urging the government to be clear on the issue of taxes, whether people will be expected to pay taxes in those two countries they will be residing, their country of resident and Zimbabwe. And also, he is talking about the issue of dual citizenship, citizens are being allowed to vote. He says South Africa just introduced that and people voted wherever they were. And it's something that cannot take time for Zimbabwe to say it does not have constituencies and all that. Regai tinzwe kuna vamambeu, vamambeu variparunhare, ndeve sangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum. Vamambeu, togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nokutikidza muchirongwa makadiko vajonga navamwe venyu.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu, ndofunga mambonzwawo vakindness paradza vachitsanangura. Tine urombo kuti nguva yacho iyoyo. Tatichedza kuti kufonerei asi manje vateereri vangu vachibva vangopindawo muchirongwa nhare dzachidzibva dzaramba dziri bhizi zvinonguva yamazopinda nhare yavakindness paradza yabva yadonha asi taurai zvenyu pfungwa dzenyu
chokutanga ndechekuti isu sevanhu vakagara munyika dziri kure tisiri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe chikuru chatinoda ndechekuti hurumende yedu bene yatibvumira kuparticipeta munhau dzekusarudzwa kweutungamiriri nokuti tinoda kuzibene hurumende yanga yagona kuziva kuti kudiaspora kunovarwa kunzi kungangova nevanhu vanosvika 3 miriyoni saka kana nyika ine vanhu vanosvika 3 miriyoni vasina chavanogona kutaura pamusoro pekufambiswa kweutungamiri kana kwepolitics dzenyika yavo iyozvo zvinoti bata bata hazviiti kuti zvinge zvakanaka saka vangauya neurongwa hwose hwavangauya nahwo asi kana urongwa ihwohwo husingatibvumiri kuti tizokwanisa kutsarudza mutungamiri anotungamira nyika yacho yeZimbabwe zvinoreva kuti havasi kufambidzana nezvo chatinoziva ndechekuti pari zvino mwana woga woga uri mudiaspora ari kusapota kumusha nekutumira mari nguva nenguva inonochengetedza vabereki vatakasiya nevana vari kuenda kuchikoro iyoyo mari ingatofananidza zvikuru neforeign direct investment nekuti imari iri kupinda mukati menyika iri in foreign currency terms saka mukutambudzika kwese kunenge kuchiita nyika kwairi kuita kushaya nhau yemari kushaya nawo yekuti foreign exchange inewana kupi isusu takamira nenyika hatina zvovara takamboramba kutumira pfuma kunyika yeZimbabwe kuti inogona kubatsira saka chokutanga ndechekuti vaparadza ngavadzokere vanoudza utungamiriri hwavo kuti isu sediaspora ngavativimbise zvomene mene kuti tichaparticipata mumageneral elections ari kuuya muna 2023 ndochokutanga kana vazodero ngavachizodzoka vachititsanangurira chikonzero chaita kuti vade kuisa mutemo wavari kutarisana nawo kuti zvabvira papi chii chakonzera kuti vasvite mafungiro iwayo tobva tazvitarisisavo tozviongorora nekuti kana iri nhau yematax iriyo yavari kuda kuita hurumende haifaniri kuita hurumende yekungwarira paduri rehuko yekuda kungonhodla chete pavasina kurima ngavapatarisise ipapo kuti kozvino ivo anodoshamisa matax acho nekuti ruzhinji gwevakauya kuno vazhinji vakauya vasina kana mapepa okufambisa vamwe vakapinda nemvura vachitiza zvakasiyana-siyana vamwe vachitiza politics vamwe vachitiza ikonomi yakanga ichiruma saka zvose izvozvo zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvitarisiswa kuti saka taakuteerera kunotora kuvuma
ndokubatai muromo wamambe ramba yanyu muri parunhare timbotora muteereri ndofunga tine muteereri Chris
yebo siyakuamukela kuhlela
oh makadii changamiri muyakuluma here munotaura you speak
tinotaura
taura henyu zita ndiani
ndine mukoma hasla
mukoma hasla hazita rakaoma hero mukoma hasla
Yes.
Taura henyu.
I think nyaya yekuti vanhu vemudiaspora vange vaine konzero yekuvhota haisi nyaya yekuti tingakumbire yekuti ngatihanzi tauda kunopiwa mapresident nafaga ikodzero yedu yekuvhota and more so you know munhu angati ada kutora tax or that thing from vanhu vari kudiaspora vasina kodzero yekuvhota zvaungofanana nekuvhimiswa nguruve nguruve iyaya waiuraya ino urimbwa then pakuzodyiwa kwenyama you don't know kuti yakangwa yaitwa sei wodzingirwa kunze that's just the same as kuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanhu vanotekswa uku vasikavhoti what we want is the right to vote you know and then determine kuti who is going to rule our country zvinhu development inofamba sei because at the end of the day you know kana usina kodzero yekuvhota wangofanana nemwana anorimiswa donje gore rese baba oenda unonopuwa mari yedonje wozonodya mari iyo nezvidya chavaenzi you can't control it so you have to have the right to vote first then we can then talk to that government but otherwise zvinhu zvavari kuda kuita is you know nyaya dual citizenship it's not even the priority is but kuti who is ruling our country because in the first instance kuti vanaende kuhondo it was not because of whatever reason but the governance of the day and nyaya tikuinza kuno is because of the governance of the day so we should be having the right to determine kuti ndanaro tonga kunyika kwedu we might even choose to come back
Thank you so much, Mkoma Hasla. That's Mkoma Hasla. Mati muri kunyika ipi?
Ndiri muGaborone.
Gaborone, that's Botswana. Thank you so much, Mkoma. Ku Botswana vanovhota here vari kunze kwenyika zvizvaro zveBotswana?
I mean, yeah. I see nyaya yekutoti inotomboda kunzi inokumbirwa kuna Father Christmas. Ikodzero yavo vanovhota even vari kuHarareko. Botswana anovhota.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, even our states, you know, tine mashamwari. You know, who are even going to vote in October, but are going to score overseas. So it's not even a nyayengazi. Tazonzi, nyanyofara, kutanzi, urumendi, kana, you have got a listening president. In the first place, this is a type of mufanda, and yet somebody debate about.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Hasla.
Ndatena.
Thank you, Mr. Chris Gande, that's Brother Hasla in Botswana. We're saying diaspora vote is a birthright for Zimbabweans. It's something that should not be discussed.
Yes, it's quite interesting because mostly people are saying they welcome the move by the government to send the delegation, especially noting the dual citizenship thing. Now, Mr. Bango, Maybe we go to Mr. Mambeu since he came later. Mr. Mambeu, what is your take on this issue about dual citizenship? Because it seems like the issue of the diaspora vote is outclassing the issue of the citizenship. What do you make of this, the dual citizenship? Is it that important anyway? That's the first question.
Look, you know, what I can only point out regarding the Zimbabwean culture and mentality. In South Africa, here where I stay, we have got people that buy a bed and send it home, and they come back. Mm. They will buy a fridge and send it home. They will stay in tin houses or kuku, to name it. Mm. And they are trying to invest and do something home. Dual citizenship is not a priority for Zimbabweans in general. They want to make sure that they've got a functioning country. Who wants to have dual citizenship when they are being called makwerekwere, when xenophobia is so rife at this moment? Nobody really wants that. The major issue here is the government must give the people the sacrosanct right, which is the right to choose their leadership, wherever they are. So at the end of the day, we are going to pursue all available avenues to make sure that the people of Zimbabwe that are resident in the diaspora are given the right to vote. In any event, those that would want to remain as citizens in foreign countries will have the right to do so in any case. Mm. But the biggest thing for the Zimbabwean national is, when am I going back home? When are things getting right home? There is nobody who is double-minded when it comes to going back home. Everybody wants to be home. So the dual citizenship issue, I think they have just started at the far end of the issue. They should have realized that the people of Zimbabwe are interested in choosing the government that they think will work for themselves. And at the end of it all, dual citizenship must be something that somebody will go in there and apply for it if they want it. If they don't want it, you don't need a delegation to come and advise people on dual citizenship. What is the matter? Why are we in a hurry to advise people on dual citizenship? Who has gone and clamored for dual citizenship? I think if in any case, there are quite a few individuals. I remember Mr. Mawere, he did go to the High Court for dual citizenship. But the majority of Zimbabweans, they don't want dual citizenship. They want to be Zimbabweans. They want to remain Zimbabweans. That is the same reason why I said they are sending parcels back home. They are sending beds back home. And they sleep on the floor in the diaspora, hoping one day they'll be able to go back home and live freely and productively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please, Rambai Nyimuri Parunare. Mr. Jifa wa Bango, Jifa wa Japi Bango, sorry for that. What's your take on the issue of taxing those in the diaspora once they have citizenship, but they cannot vote? Because I think that's one fear that many Zimbabweans have on this development. Yes, they may enjoy dual citizenship, but they won't be able to vote. At the same time, they will be expected to pay taxes to Zimbabwe and the country of resident.
In our tax, I think, as I've elaborated before, that I think taxing someone that you don't own a mazio uti uvugezeni, no ma umuntu akona usebenza ngapi, no ma wenzani, I think that's totally unfair again. So I think the best way that they can resolve this thing amicable is for them ukuthi banike abantu ukuthi into eqakathekileyo kakhulu eyenza ukuthi kube le-confusion eningi kakhulu. Since I've been listening to these other guys have been commenting, ukuthi there are so many things ezayenzakala elizweni lakithi ukuthi ziyakhulunywa, but at the end of the day they are not being done ngendlela eqondileyo, or kwenziwa as if ukhona omunye umuntu ochathele omunye ekoneni. But we don't want those things again. Abantu eZimbabwe into abayifuna kathesi ukuthi kube le clear path ukuthi nxa uhamba, you know ukuthi this is where I'm going. And nxa kukuthi kunje, if someone is paying tax, the question ngeyokuthi going back home, uzahamba uyini uyohola ipension in Zimbabwe? If they will be able to pay us pension, even though singazange sasebenze eZimbabwe, then akuna problem. But if they are not going to pay, if they are supposed to be part of abantu ipension, as kukathesi akula muntu abantu abasebenza eZimbabwe. My father used to work at Dunlop, but my father was watshona akazange athole even a penny ye pension. So those are the kind of things that we can assist Kangela to follow. Then how will they resolve international lesson of this? Because government should only not then be on the receiving side only. They should be both receiving side and on the other side again, promoting about those wanting to invest in the country. So that's where the problem is, and that's where the problem relies. So if they can try and resolve those issues, I think that's a really problem. But I doubt very much whether there will be any way whether you can go and claim I'm a benefit in Zimbabwe. Yet, you are not going.
Thank you so much.
As for whether about the panel, if now whether the government if we now whether let it be clear whether the government can be with diaspora those ones to donate money to the government. Are we clear? Let us donate money to donate assistance which we are helping our government, but not donating the money under in the way which we are going to we are paying taxes. But our taxes are not so that's.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. We have a call at now Mlauzi, Chris.
Yes, Mlauzi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ufuna ukukhuluma kumbe uyatawura? Hello?
Hello, I'm Lousy.
I think we have a very bad connection right there.
Yes, pane panita dambudziko ne phone yavo. Regai timonzwa kuna vamambeu kuti vanoti vamambeu nyaya imwe iri kutariswa nevana veZimbabwe. Inyaya kuti hongu iro danho rekuti kunge kuchiwanikwa dual citizenship idanho rakanaka hanzi rwendo rwe 1000 inonzi steps or what harungotangwa muri mapinda mu 1000 munotanga ne step imwe chete hamufunga here kuti inhanho yekutanga iyo iyo kuti pawanikwe dual citizenship then zvimwe zvozotevera.
Ako kana vakamanyira kaikoko vadzivo pane kumwise zvadzirimi vanhu kuti vazoita ku dual citizenship zvava zvemagarikwa izvo zvokuda kusarudza kuti ndorarama ndiri ku left here kana ndorarama ndiri kupi kana ndoita zvose chakakosha iko zvino tisingati kuvandirana ndechekuti tavhotera here hurumende iri kutonga kana iri hurumende yedu yatavhotera iri kutonga ndoyo uya akati taurirana nayo saka vanoda kugovuya sei tisina kuvavhotera vakavhotegwa nani izvo hatina kuvavhotera izvo saka mapolisi avo haagoni kuapplya kwatiri vasati vaita kuti vasarudze. Kana tabu vasarudza ndopo vanozovuya kwatiri votaura kakuti nesuwo tichivapawo zvichemo zvavo kuti zvinyatso kugwadza kwazvo hatina kana mumiririri muparliamend anenge akamirira diaspora saka tinotaura sei tisina mumiririri ngavatipewo chigaro chemuparliamend kana imwe structure ingavapo inoshanda nesu chete inoziva zvatinoda nezvatinenge tida kuti zviitike asi chokutanga ndechekuti zvitupa tinazvo maembassy nemaconsulate tinawo munyika dzakati o tinokumbira kuti dei vatibvumira tavhota kana tichinge tavhota hurumende inenge yavhotegwa iri hurumende yasarudzwa noruzhinji ndo ichazoti ko munoda here constitution iri clear kuti vanhu vanokwalifya for dual citizenship saka iyoyo haisi yavo haimbodi kuti vaite campaign kana kuti vaikankase haimbodi izvozvo yakajeka munhu wangoda dual citizenship ngaangoita zvinofanira kuitiwa kana adangorinaunza Zimbabwe citizenship anongorinaunza sezvaanenge angoda kuzviita zvakachena izvozvo hazvidi kuti hurumende inge ichipinda maziri trek but chakakosha panguva inoyi hurumende ngaaibvumire mwana woga woga wezimbabwe ava nemakore ekukwanisa kuvhota kuti agone kuvhota zvimwe zvese tozotaura nekuita futi kuti nhau ya tatava nedambudziko yekunoti dambudziko rokuti kana mwana azvagwa kuno consulate haichakwanisi kupa mapepa ngavape masimba kumaconsulate edu kuti vana vanenge vazvagwa kuno voverifya vopiwa mapepa vopiwa mabhesitifiketi ikonoti aimbonzi munotumira mapepa pabhazi kana mavatumira papepa bhazi vaisa muenvelope zvozonotogwa zvoiswa noumwe idisorganization yatisingadiwe saka ndoko vanga vachifaranga vachibata kuti kuvana vatiri kuzvara munomu vatiri kupiwa here mapepa avo zvakakwana pari kufamba sei pakamira sei ngavambotaura ipapo tozouya hedu tichienda kunhau dzekuti vanhu vangati vatiwo ugaro uviri ungani dual citizenship but at the moment let's make sure that you are eligible to vote and you are able to vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Urambai muri parunare, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, I think with the time remaining, we can play a special video which we made for our listeners and viewers. So for now, we would like to say a good night to Mr. Mambeu and Mr. Bango. Good night, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much. Good night to you.
Thank you. Join us next time.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes, Jonga, we I had a chance to speak to Mr. Mike Nguyuza, who is the leader of a choir called VUSA, or Voices of Southern Africa, you know, singers from all over Africa and a few from here in the United States. They had their 10th anniversary last year. Let's take a look.
Ela mnumzane ukuthi iqembu leli laqala njani njalo laqala nini
njoba nazi abantu baseningizimu Africa uma badibana bathanda ukucula noba kusesifeni kusemshadweni noma lasidibana khona nje siyacula kodwa ke ngo 2007 umeli we South Africa la e America umnumzana uweli lenhlapo inesanda sakhe so sise owashona kodwa ubaba umoyo bangumema bathi woza la uthathe abantu base South Africa ubafundise le ngoma ekuthiwa yi South African National Anthem
ngosi sikeleli Africa nalupakani
manje kwakungelula ukuthi sicule lo ngoma ngoba ishintshi
morena buluka sechaba sa Yesu ofelise dintwale matsenge
age ilimi ezinye kule ngoma yenkosi sikelela sekunesibhunu phakathi manje abantu abaningi bengafuna ukucula ngoba bangafuni lesibhunu ubuhlungu bayizole beapartheid kodwa ngoba ubaba Mandela na South African government bavumile ukuthi le ngoma zihlangane ingoma zesibhunu nesingisi nesisuthu nesizulu zibe nyanda yinye sangathi okungcono sicule nathi le ngoma ngoba ngeke ishintshe phela
mabube njalo
sibheke futhi ukuthi kwamanye amazwe njengaseZambia mhlambe naseUganda bathatha inkosi sikelela bacale ngayo bafake okwabo ukuthi baphakamise amazwe wabo ngavuma ke mina nabantu baseSouth Africa bavuma sadibana safundisana safunda ama-notes saze sakwazi ukucula sacula ngo 2007 nge celebration ye independence ngo April yithe sacula
Yeah. Yes. That was the music of Vusa, the voices of Southern Africa. Yes, those voices are from people from Southern Africa and right here in the United States. I think I saw also an Asian lady. Yes, it's a mix. That brings us to the end of tonight's show, Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Thank you so much to Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Mr. Tino Mambeu, and Mr. Kindness Paradza, who joined us. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Ndichitenda mose makwanisa kupinda mchirongwa. Nemi makundikana. Zvirongwa zviripo. Munguwa zinotevera. Morara zvakanaka.